Okay, now let's shift over to the patient, saying still HER2 negative, but now ER/PR positive. Kind of similar situation, what you wouldn't call full-blown visceral crisis, but this is not a lady who's got a couple bone mets, who's minimally symptomatic. She has significant disease in the liver. Eric, how would you likely approach her therapy?
Well, in the end, I would probably treat her the same way as the prior patient, although I think about her a little differently. So with this patient, who, and Bill, my understanding is she's really not symptomatic. You found this from an elevated CEA, correct?
Yeah, she was really minimally to not symptomatic.
Yeah. So she has bulky liver disease. I mean, I thought you were going to say that she had a couple of little lesions in her liver, and she's got a 7-centimeter lesion or a 6.5-centimeter in her lesion and multiple others. So that's enough that it would make me feel a little funny about giving her a hormonal agent, although the truth is, I think she may have hormonally responsive disease. And so she is someone who I would start with some form of chemotherapy. Given the ECOG data, I would probably start with bevacizumab and paclitaxel, since it worked equally well in ER-positive disease, as best we know. But I'm more optimistic about what's open to her in the future. And if you told me that she had two or three centimeter lesions in her liver and normal liver function tests, I would have been quick to say, hold off on the chemotherapy and use a hormone.
George, how would you approach this woman?
Well, pretty much the same way as Eric. I hear about visceral crisis a lot, and I actually don't see it much in my clinic, I must say. What I mean by visceral crisis would be someone who had a significantly symptomatic lymphangitic lung metastasis might be an example, or a patient who had rapidly progressive liver disease that was symptomatic and perhaps had significant enzyme elevations. In fact, most of our metastatic breast cancer patients, the vast majority, do not fall into the category of visceral metastasis. And I pretty routinely see physicians using the presence of liver metastasis as an excuse to give chemotherapy, whereas if the patient is asymptomatic, has a normal bilirubin, has relatively normal liver enzymes, and as in this patient, is 6 years out from the initial diagnosis of the breast cancer, that means that this tumor took 6 years to get to where it is today. The patient's been off hormonal therapy for a year or more at this point. Bill, is that right?
Yes. Well, she relapsed on Tamoxifen.
So it was still on
4.5 years on.
4.5 years into Tamoxifen.
Okay, so might be a reasonable candidate still for hormonal therapy. I think the devil's in the details, and I think, you know, why medicine is never going to be boiled down to real simple rules is that all of us as physicians, we're in a room with a patient. We get a gestalt about the patient and our comfort level about whether or not the patient needs hormonal therapy or chemotherapy. And this is a patient who I think, as Eric has suggested, is right on the borderline.
Joyce, very briefly, how would you treat this patient?
Well, in this particular biology, ER-positive biology that relapses either in bone or liver or bone liver, which tends to be the primary site of metastasis for this kind of cancer, I'm extraordinarily impressed with the taxane capecitabine combination. We've done a lot of studies with either docetaxel capecitabine or weekly paclitaxel capecitabine. I have 4 patients in CRs over 3 years out, which I don't have that many other patients with any other chemotherapy or combination, and they all have the same biology, exactly like this patient. So I probably would actually not give this patient bevacizumab because of my own experience with the taxane capecitabine combination. I'd be interested in giving her bevacizumab with her next round of therapy. It's an excellent agent and it looks very promising, but I probably, with this particular biology, I'm extremely impressed with that particular combination, so that's what I would do.